it was just one of those games where had just nothing would go your way the first quarter and third quarter tonight.
Yeah, you know, when you don't score two quarters out of the ball game, you know it's a tough night. And you know, it's amazing that we sandwiched those two quarters in between them. You know, we scored 16 in the second quarter and looked like a completely different team with effort and our energy and execution. You know, we moved the ball so well, got it to the soft spots of the defense, and good things happened for us. But to me, the difference between the first and second quarter and the second and third quarter is the way we passed the ball. I mean, we passed with so much confidence in the second quarter, and you know, we were able to catch them because they were on target, and we believed that we could do it. We came out in the third quarter and made three lazy passes in a row that got stolen, and it set the tone for the whole half. After fighting and clawing and putting a respectable quarter up, you know, we didn't score in the third quarter again.
That's pretty rough there. You played a lot of different players tonight through the first three quarters, and I started Samantha Garcia senior night, and then you had Madison Orr, and who had a pretty decent night down the block and had some good shots. She couldn't hit him. Keani Yeager had some good looks, couldn't hit him. Nicole Lotta gave it another good effort tonight with 5 points. But Nancy Wiebe, boy, we talked about in the game, she's like a cat with nine lives, and she probably used three of those nine lives in the season tonight.
Yeah. She took a hard shot from a teammate in the JV game and was banged up. But, man, she, if she's on the floor, she's going to give 100% everything that she has. And so she's a great teammate in that aspect and does good things for us on the floor. And so I'm thankful she's a Lady Beaver tonight because, you know, she's sore right now.
Yes. Once again, head coach Shelby Crawford joining us here. And, you know, your game plan, kind of the same as last time, shut down Caitlin King. And you really did for the most part. She ended up with 12 points. It was a hard-earned 12 points. But it was really the guard, Margot Thompson, for the second game against them that really hurt you guys again tonight.
Yeah, and we knew coming in that what kind of player she is. She's a good shooter from the outside. What I didn't realize, the way that she could drive and finish in that second quarter, she did some pretty impressive moves in putting the ball in the hoop. And so I think she finished with 17 points, and that's too many to give up to a visiting guard.
Well, a tough loss for you guys. You close out the regular season at 3-17. You know you'll be an 8 seed in sub-state play. You'll travel to Beloit on Monday night. Next Monday, take on the Lady Trojans. I saw just entered the rankings at number 10 this week, and a team that's going to be probably a three-loss team going into Monday night.
Yeah, and they're really good. I mean, they have two really, really solid seniors. They have three seniors on the roster, and they all average over 8 points a game. Their number 24 averages, you know, almost 19 points a game, and she's a 5'10 point guard. So she's going to give us all sorts of matchup problems. Number 20 averages about 15 points a game, and she's a undersized post player with great feet. And so, you know, we have a game plan that we're going to start working on in the morning or after school tomorrow for them. And hopefully, you know, this season ended tonight. We start a new one tomorrow, and we're 0-0. And, you know, my young team, they're a season older now, and hopefully we can respond a little bit better and Beloit on Monday night.
All right, Lady Beavers falling here tonight by the count of 52-20, and we'll head to Beloit on Monday night next week. Coach, as always, we appreciate you stopping by here, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Can't wait. Thanks, Adam.